the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them have plan to cheat and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle, the people wait. One day them dead and them not dead yet.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador and servant of the Rastafari movement. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. Let me begin this portion with a couple of corrections. First of all, it was Ray McGovern, not Robert McGovern, but Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, I believe under George Herbert Walker Bush, if I have that correct, but Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, who gave us the information concerning President Barack Obama's fear of the CIA. Second correction, I stated that it was Genghis Khan that began with his forces to beat back Rome and the Roman Empire. That was a mistake. It was Attila the Hun, or Attila and the Huns. These were Asiatic people out of Central Asia who around the 5th century AD began to fight the Roman Empire and beat back the Roman Empire and take Central Asia and Eastern Asia from the Roman Empire. Let me continue with this line and bring in the Rastafari prophecy and Bible prophecy in the book of Revelation. We know that the Roman Empire is the beast. And the book of Revelation tells us that the beast, which is the Roman Empire, will suffer a death blow that will look like the blow is unto death. And the beast would be cast into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Many of us look at the Roman Empire as that beast that would suffer the death blow, that Antichrist that would suffer the blow that would look like unto death. And when the Roman Empire was defeated by Attila the Hun, Attila and the Huns, 5th century AD, and the Visigoths around the same time, and the Muslims, 6th century, 7th century AD. You had all of these forces fighting the Roman Empire. It really had nothing to do with religion, even though the Muslims claiming Islam or using Islam as that means to encourage themselves to fight the Roman Empire. It would appear it was a religious dispute, but it was in reality the poor and working class rising up against the Roman Empire. 5th century AD, Attila and the Huns out of Asia, the Visigoths out of portions of Europe, 6th and 7th centuries AD, you have the Muslims coming out of the so-called Middle Eastern region. And then you have in that time period, the breaking up of the Roman Empire. And it was not until 1500 AD that the Roman Empire was fully reconstituted as the European nations and the various empires of Europe, Britain, British, French, etc., etc. So 500 AD or 5th century AD all the way till the 16th century AD covers roughly 1,000 years in which Europe was in the bottomless pit of ignorance, without knowledge, without wisdom, and that is called the Dark Ages. On the one hand, because the European nations and peoples were in darkness, not having light and wisdom and knowledge and understanding, suffering, and then also the Dark Ages, because that was another age in which the darker peoples of the earth held sway, having knowledge and wisdom, traversing or traveling all over the earth, sharing knowledge and wisdom and sharing wealth and so on and so forth. So the Rastafari saw all of that as being prophetic. And the nation of Islam saw all of that as being prophetic concerning the Roman Empire and the empire of the Antichrist and the beast. We want to continue to look at that. Not promoting warfare and bloodshed, but understanding that Babylon must fall. Rastafari said it night and day that Babylon must fall. Nation of Islam said Babylon must fall. The fall of America, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote a book, The Fall of America, talking about the fall of the modern day Babylon system and Babylon Empire. Now, look at all of that action against the Roman Empire as being prophecy for today. We want to see all of that as prophetic concerning the final fall of this wicked Babylon system and Babylon Empire. We want to carry all of that prophecy to the Sunday school lesson for June the 9th. Give thanks, taken out of Isaiah chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. But setting it up, you see, we have to have political strength. We have to have political insight. This is politics we are dealing with. This is prophecy concerning the politics of today. You have in the scripture before chapter 12 in the book of Isaiah, you have the state of Israel at that time, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, state of Israel, which has nothing to do with the modern day state of Israel, which is a fictitious state, a fictitious Israel, a fake Israel, is not the Israel of your Bible. The African Hebrew Israelite nation is African. This modern day state of Israel is an extension of Babylon, an extension of America and Europe as empire in the so-called Middle East and Africa. But that ancient African Israelite nation, they were dealing with the leadership falling under the mental sway of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. The ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation were to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. After having come out of Egypt, and Africans were not on the throne in Egypt during the time of Moses, the African Egyptians and African Hebrews were enslaved by an invader from Europe called the Hyksos, or the Hyksos, H-Y-K-S-O-S, who invaded Egypt, Kemet, in 1750 BC and enslaved our African, Egyptian, African, Hebrew ancestors, who are roots of or branches of the African Ethiopian root. These were enslaved by Europeans called the Hyksos for over 200 years. Moses rises up, and you have Sekenenre, African, Egyptian, Kemet brother. He rises up. These two forces drive the Hyksos out, and Moses takes the African Hebrew Israelite nation out of Egypt into the region that we call Palestine Israel. And the African Hebrew Israelite nation are set up as an extension of the African Kemet brother Sekenenre, who takes the African Egyptian throne and throws off slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And the African Hebrew Israelite nation are to fight against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation following the dictates of the African Hebrew prophet Moses in this region, Palestine, Israel, and fight and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Well, at this time in Isaiah, the leadership of the African Hebrew Israelite nation are following after the mentality of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. They have turned their backs on their promise to the Most High to deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Rather than depend on the Most High, they begin to make league with Egypt, who is also falling under the sway of the mentality of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. This is the time of Isaiah, around what, 600 BC or 700 BC or 800 BC, in that time frame. You have Israel wanting to have alliance with Egypt to mitigate against the threat from Assyria. Assyria. And you hear Syria in Assyria. You have this Middle Eastern region that is yet hot today. America today making league with Israel, making league with Britain, making league with Saudi Arabia, making league with Qatar, creating through the CIA, Al-Qaeda, and Al-Nusra to overthrow the government in Syria, which is led by Bashar Assad. And so you see political movement, political corruption, to move America into continuing to kill and destroy poor working class people in that region for the purposes of accruing land, wealth, and resources for the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the international bankers. Look at that same type of political intrigue, political corruption going on. Back to the lesson. So Israel made league with Egypt to mitigate against Assyria, who had come in to overthrow the northern kingdom of Samaria, and now were threatening the southern kingdom of Judah. All of this, the Israel that was split into two, political intrigue, political division, neither of the leadership upholding the tenets of life and righteousness, following after the tenets of death, hell, and destruction. So Isaiah is raised up to warn the leadership that they should depend on the Most High, Jehovah, or Yahweh, and not depend on leadership that is given over to colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And so in the previous chapter of 11, we see the prophecy of the coming of the Messiah, Yahushua. And in that coming of the Messiah, Yahushua, we see that the Most High has worked out this situation through Yahushua, and the Israelite nation is now a nation in the scripture of chapter 11, prophecy that we are to fulfill, that Israel is now a nation of truth, justice, and righteousness, and justice holds sway over the Israelite nation. That is not for that little tiny piece of land. That is not for some little modern day state called Israel. That is for the whole earth. And you and I, as fulfillment of scripture in this time, beating back the Babylon system permanently, manifesting Yahushua within our person, becoming the new names of Jesus Christ, the new names of Yahushua HaMashiach, the new names of Jesus the Christ, Yahushua Mashiach, in this time, becoming the total embodiment of that which is defined by the definitions of the name Yahushua: health, wealth, prosperity for the poor, working class, masses of the people, deliverance of the oppressed, poor, working class, proletariat, masses of the people, liberation for the proletariat, oppressed masses of the people from all oppression all over the earth. So we all become Israel, God ruling in the flesh, or the rule of God, or the whole of the earth under the rule of the gods and the goddesses, or the whole of the earth under the rule of Ra, that name that has to do with light, with wisdom, with overstanding. And Ra'it is the sacred feminine that has that sacred manifestation of Ra as light. Ra is the sacred masculine. Ra'it is the sacred feminine, male and female, carrying the attributes of light and knowledge and wisdom and overstanding into the flesh, is related to Isis and Aset. We called her Aset in Kemet. The Europeans call her Isis. That's the first part of is in Israel, is. So we have the sacred feminine, that sacred womb giving birth to Ra, and Ra'it, the sacred light in masculine and feminine, and El has to do with gods and goddesses. You see that El. And so all of that we are to fulfill in this time. Become Israel. Become fully and completely illuminated with the light of the Most High in human flesh, and make this whole earth Yahushua. Make this whole earth Christos and Mashiach and Christ, and that power and anointing to deliver and liberate the oppressed from the oppressor. This prophecy of Rome, of Babylon, is to be fulfilled within us, and we give thanks. The title of this lesson is Give Thanks, and we give thanks that in this day and time we are to prepare the babies and the youth and the children to fulfill such prophecy in this time and become the Messiah children, the Messiah youth, the Messiah generation. Prepare your babies to become Yahushua, to become Yahshua or Yahushua, Yahushua is the sacred masculine, and Yahshua is the sacred feminine. There were women named Yahshua, and men named Yahushua, and that Yahushua is our inspiration. And so, the first verse in chapter 12 of Isaiah, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. See, we in this day and time have to fight the mentality of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. We have to understand and realize that the system is predicated on warfare and bloodshed, and the various political wings under the control of the House of Rothschild have given us various verbiage, and discourse to cause us to buy into Democrat or Republican. But you see both these parties working together in Syria, funding, financing, and arming the CIA-created Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra to overthrow Bashar Assad, who has created a new constitution giving rights to the masses of the people in Syria, but Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra are not satisfied. So the war machine is continuing. And will you and will we buy into the destruction of our sisters and brothers in Syria, causing the anger of the Most High against us, causing the Most High to be angry with us? But in that day, what day? The day of freedom, justice, and equality, when we become Jesus the Christ, when we become Yahushua HaMashiach, when we become the living embodiment of health, wealth, and prosperity, and liberation and deliverance for the masses of the people, when we become the living embodiment of warning the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and warning ourselves to turn away from wickedness and warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. The word Yahweh, which is the word for Lord in the African Hebrew language, some say Jehovah, some say Jehovah. I say Yahweh or Yahweh, but Yahweh. Yahweh means the existing one. And the root of that is found in Hayah, which means to become, to come to pass. And that is rooted in Hava, which means to become, exist, and happen. And so what we are talking about, sisters and brothers, is that every human being has the right to live and exist and have life. No human being has the right to deny any human being the opportunity, right, and privilege to live and exist. Yehovah, Yahweh, is existence, life. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yehovah, Yahweh, as having the attributes of begetting and conceiving. So Yehovah, Yahweh, is father and mother. This is a scientific, an African scientific word that describes the law of birth. Life giving birth to life. Existence giving birth to existence. So we uphold the tenets of life and existence for every human being. So in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, O life, O existence, O to be, Oh, Almighty Father and Mother, that is the cause behind our existence and our being. I will praise thee. Thou wast angry, though thou wast angry. The word praise, 3034, yada, to throw, to shoot, to cast, to shoot arrows, to cast down, to give thanks, to laud, to praise, to confess the name of God, to confess sin, to give thanks. So we confess that we at one time bought into warfare and bloodshed. We confess, O Most High Father and Mother, that we at one time believed in the presidency of Barack Obama. But we are wise now. We see that the Obama presidency is continuing the wicked and atrocious legacy of the Bush presidency, both presidencies following the dictates of the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, these wicked families that control the worldwide banking institutions and control all of your mining corporations who secure land wealth resources through warfare and bloodshed, then construct mining corporations to mine the wealth out of and the resources out of the earth to make them into oil, make them into gas, make them into diamonds and gold, make them into computers, make them into all of those things that we purchase from the various supermarkets and places of purchasing, so that we all may participate in this system of bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. All of these items that we purchase are the product of warfare and bloodshed and colonialism and slave wage and low wage labor. So we confess our sins. We confess that we bought into the politics of death, hell, and destruction. We confess, O Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, that we bought into the hatreds and the divisions of the human family, buying into polytheism, which is the division of creation, the division of politics and religion, the division of the human family along religious, political, racial, ethnic, gender, and age lines. We bought into all of that, but we are wise now. We see that the Obama administration, after having destroyed Libya and now moving to destroy Syria, the Bush administration destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and other places. And we see that the eyes of the Obama administration are looking towards Iran. We see the forces are allied together. You see, sisters and brothers, we have to be objective, and objective in this sense that we pan back and have a panoramic view of the various political factions. You see, the scripture is politics. The scripture shows us in the ancient days, Israel allying with Egypt against Assyria. And they had allies. Today, we see Russia and China, along with Hezbollah of Lebanon and Iran, allied with Syria against America, Britain, France, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and I think even Bahrain. So you see how the forces are allied with each other against each other. And the scholars say that the kings of the East in the book of Revelation are China and Russia. So we pan back and we uphold the tenets of Jehovah Yahweh. We uphold the tenets of life. We don't buy into the principles and tenets of death. Let us take our next break, and I will see you on the other side. of the break.